Procedura di qualificazione. Impiegate di commercio. Inglese. Comprensione orale. Cari candidati, la comprensione orale che segue vi permetterà di compilare i documenti che avete ricevuto. Ogni parte sarà diffusa due volte. Avete ora un po' di tempo per prendere visione delle differenti parti.
Hello, Business Circle Conferencing.
Hello, can I speak to Kirsten, please?
I'm sorry, she's not here today. My name's Vanessa, can I help you?
This is Jochen Andersen.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andersen. Kirsten said you phoned, and I tried calling you at your office.
Well, I'm on my mobile. Anyway, it's about the schedule for the training event. It isn't what we agreed.
Sorry, let me check. So that's the event on the 25th?
That's right. And it says I'm speaking at 9:30.
And you're supposed to be speaking at 11. Yes, well, I'm sure we can change it.
Yes, but actually, I think the afternoon would be better. After lunch. Can I speak at 2 p.m.? Then I can arrive in the morning.
I see. So that's 2 in the afternoon. I'll have to check with another presenter and then call you back. Could you give me your mobile number?
Certainly. It's 0778-890-8895.
Let me read that back to you. 0778-890-8895.
That's right.
I'll call you back in about an hour.
Good. Thank you.
Hello, Business Circle Conferencing.
Hello. Can I speak to Kirsten, please?
I'm sorry, she's not here today. My name's Vanessa. Can I help you?
This is Jochen Andersen.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andersen. Kirsten said you phoned, and I tried calling you at your office.
Well, I'm on my mobile. Anyway, it's about the schedule for the training event. It isn't what we agreed.
Sorry, let me check. So that's the event on the 25th?
That's right. And it says I'm speaking at 9:30.
And you're supposed to be speaking at 11. Yes, well, I'm sure we can change it.
Yes, but actually, I think the afternoon would be better. After lunch. Can I speak at 2 p.m.? Then I can arrive in the morning.
I see. So that's 2 in the afternoon. I'll have to check with another presenter and then call you back. Could you give me your mobile number?
Certainly. It's 0778-890-8895.
Let me read that back to you. 0778-890-8895.
That's right.
I'll call you back in about an hour.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Business Monthly. Please state your name, the name of your company or organization, and your address. If you already have a subscription with us, please give your subscription number and the reason for your call.
Hello. This is Cynthia Perkins. That's Perkins. I'm the research manager at Rave Solutions. That's Rave Solutions. You've got our address on record. I'm calling about our current subscription. The number is IL0378JUL. We paid for 12 issues, but we've only received 11. Please send the June edition of the magazine. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Business Monthly. Please state your name, the name of your company or organization, and your address. If you already have a subscription with us, please give your subscription number and the reason for your call.
Hello. This is Cynthia Perkins. That's Perkins. I'm the research manager at Rave Solutions. That's Rave Solutions. You've got our address on record. I'm calling about our current subscription. The number is IL0378JUL. We paid for 12 issues, but we've only received 11. Please send the June edition of the magazine. Thank you very much.
One.
But actually, it didn't tell me more than I already do. I suppose the parts on how to answer questions and working on convincing people was okay. But how to stand and when to use your hands seemed a bit excessive. And when he talked about visual aids, I wondered if everyone else thought it was as pointless as me.
Two.
We tend to cover areas such as planning and organisation. Then I give exercises on how to simplify your language, because so many of us seem to think that on paper we need to be more formal than when we speak. The trouble with that is that I find many people make quite simple information quite complicated.
Three.
I really found the group activities useful. You know, we played some games and did role plays to see what it was like to work with others and how to facilitate groups of people so they pull on each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Four.
I've just started in HR, so it'll be helpful in the future when departments contact me about finding people to join them. It's amazing how much you can tell about someone by the way they sit or their body language, as well as asking the right questions. I also learnt about different methods of testing to assess characters and potential. 5.
You often think that people don't understand or wonder why teams don't get on. So it was interesting to think about how we all view the world in different ways, even down to how we say hello and shake hands or bow. For example, did you know that it's rude to talk about business straight away in Brazil?
One.
But actually, it didn't tell me more than I already do. I suppose the parts on how to answer questions and working on convincing people was okay. But how to stand and when to use your hands seemed a bit excessive. And when he talked about visual aids, I wondered if everyone else thought it was as pointless as me.
2.
We tend to cover areas such as planning and organisation. Then I give exercises on how to simplify your language, because so many of us seem to think that on paper we need to be more formal than when we speak. The trouble with that is that I find many people make quite simple information quite complicated.
3.
I really found the group activities useful. You know, we played some games and did role plays to see what it was like to work with others and how to facilitate groups of people so they pull on each other's strengths and weaknesses.
4.
I've just started in HR, so it'll be helpful in the future when departments contact me about finding people to join them. It's amazing how much you can tell about someone by the way they sit or their body language, as well as asking the right questions. I also learnt about different methods of testing to assess characters and potential. 5.
You often think that people don't understand or wonder why teams don't get on. So it was interesting to think about how we all view the world in different ways, even down to how we say hello and shake hands or bow. For example, did you know that it's rude to talk about business straight away in Brazil?
Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a woman called Martha and a man called James talking about a TV series called Madison, which is about a doctor who works in a hospital. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hello, Martha. I'm good. Did you watch Madison last night?
I did, yeah. Great, wasn't it? The whole series has been fantastic. The final show was hard to follow, though. There was so much happening.
You did have to concentrate to keep up, for sure.
I wonder if that's why the series is so popular.
Actually, I think the hero, Dr. Madison, is the reason why it's a hit. He's a really unusual person to have as a central character. Sort of brilliant doctor one minute, big kid the next. People find him interesting.
I'm with you on that. I guess the series is about him growing up, accepting he's got to be responsible and follow the rules.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. You could see it as Dr. Madison running away from his problems, not dealing with things.
Except he can't do that forever, can he? In the next series, he's going to have to sort things out.
Well, the series has certainly got us talking, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I learnt a lot from it, too. The personal stories of some of the other characters were fascinating. Watching Dr. Madison work out how to help them was a bit like watching a detective at work. I'd never thought the two jobs could be at all the same before.
I thought as a character he was very amusing too. I know a lot of people were surprised by that, but I don't see what's so strange about finding a doctor funny. I don't think I'll ever find the time to watch it all again, unfortunately, though I'd love to.
Well, I'm going to buy the box set of the series so I can watch some of the shows whenever I want.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be worth the money.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hello, Martha. I'm good. Did you watch Madison last night?
I did, yeah. Great, wasn't it? The whole series has been fantastic. The final show was hard to follow, though. There was so much happening.
You did have to concentrate to keep up, for sure.
I wonder if that's why the series is so popular.
Actually, I think the hero, Dr. Madison, is the reason why it's a hit. He's a really unusual person to have as a central character. Sort of brilliant doctor one minute, big kid the next. People find him interesting.
I'm with you on that. I guess the series is about him growing up, accepting he's got to be responsible and follow the rules.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. You could see it as Dr. Madison running away from his problems, not dealing with things.
Except he can't do that forever, can he? In the next series, he's going to have to sort things out.
Well, the series has certainly got us talking, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I learnt a lot from it, too. The personal stories of some of the other characters were fascinating. Watching Dr. Madison work out how to help them was a bit like watching a detective at work. I'd never thought the two jobs could be at all the same before.
I thought as a character he was very amusing, too. I know a lot of people were surprised by that, but I don't see what's so strange about finding a doctor funny. I don't think I'll ever find the time to watch it all again, unfortunately, though I'd love to.
Well, I'm going to buy the box set of the series so I can watch some of the shows whenever I want.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be worth the money.
Fine dell'esame.